Listen to me very carefully.
Oh, man.
You're listening to Pharrell Hill Hardcore Asia. House baby.
My mission is to go and destroy and not to let anything get involved. You get punched, you get hurt. I refuse to be hurt, knocked down, and knocked out. I can't lose. I refuse to lose.
He's been mentioned as a possible opponent.
I take all comers. I don't duck any man.
Can we assume that Michael Gokes is one of the prospects?
All comers. Come one, come all. Because nobody can get close to me. They're not even close. I'm the best fighter in the world.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Surprise, surprise, I'm back, and I've got Ted with me. So you're going to get a good version of Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, which is something we're trying to sell to the general public, and so you people are the first test case. Ted, you there?
I am here.
Good. I want to tell you, I've been editing your article. It's a good one. I got to do the artwork, but other than that, it was really good.
I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, I really. You know, it was something else. Whew, man. Oh, well, we got a lot to talk about tonight. I got this kind of pushed off on us. Having some trouble over in Europe with the internet, and so we're what you get. We're going to address the news a little bit. I'm going to introduce us a little bit because we never do that. Ted and I have been riding together since 69, I guess, and everything. And we are at opposing ends of the field politically at times. I'm conservative. He's a progressive. But we ride together and we hash things out and we come to reason, which is the main thing that we do is come to reason. We see so much of people watching the news and you're fed different storylines and real preposterous theories of what's happening in the news, what's happening in the country. And I've heard at least 15 theories today that were just outlandish. And so both of us agree on one thing. We try to put stuff out there like it really is. And sometimes it's harsh, it's not rude, there's no bad language, but it's just plain simple truth. And we believe that if America can get back to just plain simple truth, that maybe we can all pull together and we can learn a little bit without suspecting each other, without worrying about each other's religion and what your personal choices of your significant other are, or if a lady gets pregnant, I don't personally believe in abortions. Ted thinks they're necessary at times and everything, but ultimately it's a medical procedure that is the lady's choice. And if you believe in God and you believe it's a great sin, then it's between them and God. But we all need to learn to get along. Ted, take it away for a minute.
Well, I'd like to say that you and I come from a different time. We come from a time before the internet. Our personalities were developed and hardened before the internet. And we've been friends for over 50 years. And back when you and I were growing up, politics were not how you divided yourself up in terms of who was who. It was goat ropers. It was hippies. It was gearheads. Most of us spent our time learning skills. That got us by, and you and I have been through this. I mean, gosh, since the beginning, and in my mind, I mean, you know, we got our first cars about the same time, and so it was. There weren't any flat earthers at the time. You know, I mean, Basically, everybody learned. Everybody watched the same thing. They watched MASH. They watched Star Trek. They watched Gilligan's Island. So we weren't subject to all these various influences and ways that people could kind of come in and hit you sideways. And so Billy and I never really got sideways with each other over politics. It just didn't happen. I think one thing is that we're both immune to cults. Would you say that's true?
Yeah, pretty much. Like I said, people get all pent up and they believe the most outrageous things. The lead story today, one of the things we're going to talk about. Yesterday, the FBI showed up at Donald Trump's house and they had a warrant. And they went in and they were looking for specific items that were listed on the warrant that was issued by a judge after much consideration and everything. And I began to get phone calls and texts and stuff like that from, you know, right-wingers that support what I write and everything. And, oh, my God, and you know what the latest thing I heard, Ted, since I talked to you? Obama did it. Obama planned this from the get-go, and Biden did it, and Obama did it, and they're doing this to make sure that Trump can't run for re-election and all that, and Obama's been sitting over there just waiting to pull this off and everything, and it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. What happened on this was real simple. Number one, I read a couple articles. I don't read much news without a real jaundiced eye, and you people out there in radio land, you need to be like that too, okay? I did read one article, and the writer of that article had his head on fairly straight. I don't even remember what news service he was in, but basically he said, this isn't the first time that a former president has taken documents that perhaps didn't need to go to his presidential library, needed to go to the National Archives. And these things are always handled discreetly and behind the scenes, and you know, this is the property of the United States. It's not your property. And in the general public never really heard about that. And so this thing, you know, blew up like that yesterday. And, oh, my God, what in the world did he take? And what's going on? And the left says, there he is. He's stealing stuff out of the White House. And the right saying, no, it's a plot and a plan just to ruin him and everything. But the main thing is CNN, MSNBC, Fox, I'll use Fox, all of them, they're working their agendas. They're working agendas, and their agenda is to sell you what they're, you know, make you buy what they're selling, which is news. And news is not what it used to be when Walter Cronkite was on. Okay, it's not, here's the facts. John F. Kennedy drove through Dealey Plaza and lost his mind. You know, facts. They don't do that anymore. Tim, what do you think about the Trump thing? Go ahead.
Well, you know, to understand Trump, you have got to understand the word populism. Populism, make this real short, refers to the people, but often in juxtaposition with the elite. So the idea being that the people exist, but they are subjugated by the elite. Well, you know, this has been the case since the first guy that was 2 inches taller than the next guy was born. I mean, you know, it's always been the case that there are elites, and it's always been that it used to be. And you see this in all primates. Populations, there are elites, and then there's the people. So I would say that Trump tries to appeal to the people. Now he's got a problem, and that is it's going to be awful hard for him to appeal to the people because he's an elite. he was one of the people. He was able to pass himself off as one of the people, but now he's in the league. There's a guy with a 747 that's got gold-plated toilet fixtures is an elite. I think we can all agree on that. And has his own place called Mar-a-Lago and a bunch of hotels and everything. He's an elite. And so he cannot pass himself as a populist. Therefore, he has other people who come in and represent him as populist representatives. But I think that as a Democrat, anyway, you were asking me about Trump, and as you well know, I wrote a number of positive articles about Trump in the run up to the election, and. I don't find myself unhappy with Trump. I find myself disillusioned with Trump. Does that make sense?
Yeah, pretty much. But you know, it's like I give everybody an equal break with politics, and especially I've seen something also since we talked this afternoon. President Biden was on the White House lawn, and he was talking about semiconductors and transistors and all that. Apparently, we fell behind, and we got to get ahead of it, and he had a bunch of numbers and all that.
We did.
And the thing was, is like I told other people who called me, I learned something about President Biden, and there's two things I saw in the video. Number one, it was a Fox News coverage, and they were making a very, very, very big deal about a couple of things, you know, that he seemed to be disoriented, and he was coughing a lot and all that. And he was coughing a lot. He was. He'd clear his throat and cough. But instead of saying, oh, look at this, I was thinking, this guy's in his late 70s, and he just got over COVID, okay? And, I mean, yeah, okay, cough, big deal. And sometimes he gets confused on his words. But a lot of people may not realize President Biden stutters. He does a very good job of getting through a sentence without, he stutters. He actually stutters. And so, but you get news services like Fox, and they get in there, and, oh, my God, he's disoriented. He's this, he's that. No, he stutters. And now he's getting over the COVID. Now, he did dang good to get over that stuff when he had it. He's in his late 70s, you know. And, you know, you don't give them an even break. You don't give, and I'm surprised, Ted, at the, and I'm not asperging anybody out there, but I'm surprised at the ignorance, okay? And the word ignorance, by the way, let me explain to you what the word ignorance means. A lot of people are stupid or whatever. Look, what are you saying about our audience? No, when you're ignorant of something, you're ignoring the facts. Ignore ants. You're ignoring the facts. And the people, a lot of people that I talk to are ignoring a lot of facts. And I frequently will ask them, did you take civics in high school? Oh, yeah, sure did and everything. Then why are you telling me I don't know why Trump doesn't just fire Nancy Pelosi? And it's the craziest thing I've heard. Why doesn't he fire Nancy Pelosi? How come they voted Liz Cheney in? Don't they know what she's doing? No, she's representing her people. Nancy Pelosi is representing her people. You know, you don't understand. Well, we and the Democrats, they all just do away with that party and everything. You can't do that. Then you got Russia. You've got to have people who disagree with you. And that was the other one. I'm just rattling off the text I got just last night and everything. This new bill that got passed. I don't know all the details of the bill. This other story had taken...
Billy, it's going to be months before we all know the details of that bill. And you know it's going back for another vote, right?
Yeah, I knew that. See, because I took civics in high school. You know,
Well, a bunch of Republicans voted against the 35% cap on insulin, which is very personal to you because your granddaughter has got type 1 diabetes. And so a bunch of Republicans voted against this. And so what Chuck Schumer, you know, you can say anything you want to about Chuck Schumer, and there's some bad things you can say about him that are true. But I'm going to tell you that at the end of the day, you know, he's a smart guy, and he's going to make them go back, and he's going to do a public vote. They're going to have to come out and declare that they vote against this $35 cap on insulin, and it's going to cost them in the midterms, brother. It's going to cost them in the midterm.
Well, you're right. It is a personal issue. I've got a lot of you people in the audience out there. You heard her last night. You've heard her on other networks. You've seen her in films and here and there and everything. My granddaughter Puck, Carrie Ann, is a type 1 diabetic. She was born without a pancreas. She needs insulin, and she's got money so she can pay for it. But it really would be nice. She'd have to pay like $1,500 a month. That would be nice. But anyway, this lady. The one thing that got me, and now this is one of the most profoundly uninformed statements I've heard in a long time. Here comes this bill up here, the one we were just talking about, and I got this text. They you're not going to believe this. They passed that bill. The Congress won again. And I thought,
the Congress won again.
We're against the Congress. Lady, that is the people. You voted Congress. The Congress, like they're the enemy.
Should the Kremlin have won in that one particular one?
I couldn't believe it, you know. And I tried to explain it to her. Well, it's all the dark state. They're all the ones that are up to the dark state this, the dark state that. No. You're talking about the Congress. Or we can't trust the FBI. We have no law and order in our country now because we can't trust the FBI. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, and I make fun of them. I do. I make fun of them just today in the article I wrote today. But the simple fact of the matter is they are the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and they do a pretty good job of keeping up the fingerprints and stuff like that, you know. To imagine that the entire Justice Department is somehow crooked and plugged into some kind of dark state, and all, to me, as a conservative, to me, that's insane. That is insane. And another thing, I thought I wasn't going to have enough to talk about tonight. The other thing, now we're officially on the verge of a civil war. Oh, Jesus Christ!
I believe that.
God.
Do you believe that, Billy?
No, absolutely not. I mean, not even on a Sunday with a pina colada in my hand.
Well, give me a moment. Just give me a second to convince you otherwise.
Right? I want y'all to notice this liberal, it believes in this, and we're completely at polar opposites right now. And we just switch sides again. Go ahead, Ted.
Well, we do that all the time, and that's the reason is because if you're breathing out there, if you're earning a living for your family out there, if you're trying to raise children or grandchildren, or if you're trying to leave behind some kind of a positive footprint, we're on the same side, guys. I don't care who you vote for when you get to the voting box. I make mistakes there, and you make mistakes there, but we're on the same side. If we're human and we're breathing, we are on the same side. So that's why we do this, Billy. That's why you and I do this. You and I take the time. We've been friends for so long. Is that our commercial coming up?
I think so. Hey, we'll see you guys on the flip. Sell some pills here. Go ahead.
All right.
Y'all ready for this?
Let's go.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Take money. Stab beeping in my window. Wow. Feds on me now. They know when I'm sleeping, they know when I'm awake. I know they got my phone tapped, I'm screaming for take. I'm trying to stay out in Paris, so I switch states. Bad news, VA now, that sounds great. I see niggas with the ice on, rim shined up. This town's one big
on the flip side. Yes, we are. I love those two commercials. They were talking about exactly what we were talking about, Ted.
And I want to thank our sponsors for being there. But for our sponsors, we wouldn't be here talking, and I'm very grateful to them for what they do.
Yeah, thank you guys. I made a little rude joke there. I think I got Alex Jones on my mind. So. Anyway,
oh man,
you know what's funny? I had somebody ask me when I did that article, 2 days ago now. About when that lawyer dumped all his stuff, I got some stuff to say about this. Good. Dumped all his stuff over to the opposition lawyer and everything. And somebody said, "There was some good artwork you did off that video. How did you catch Alex Jones with his mouth open like that?" And I said, "Well, it really wasn't hard." After that lawyer said, "I sent all your, I got all your 2 years of your texts sent to me in its entirety and everything," and Alex Jones' mouth went open. And stayed there for a while.
I stayed there. I think he even snorted, didn't he?
You did the latest today. The latest today is there. Roger Stone was involved. You know, oh God, he sent text to Roger Stone. You know what he sent? He sent nude pictures of his wife.
I want our audience to know that both Billy and I Billy and I both made appeals to Alex Jones to stop it with the Sandy Hook thing.
Yeah,
and,
we did.
And he wouldn't do it. He wasn't going to listen to anybody. And it's a shame because when you look at Alex Jones, you're looking at a working man. That guy's a hardworking guy. But for the fact that he just chose the wrong thing to work on so hard, you know, I would admire him. I was an acquaintance of his mentor, a guy named Art Bell. And I met him. I met Art Bell, and I've been in Art Bell's home, and been out in the desert with Art Bell. And Art Bell's a great guy, and I think Alex Jones just kind of got carried away, which happens to people. But anyway, we're not here to talk about Alex Jones. I think we ought to talk about more than anything else here. Is the end of globalization. I really think we ought to talk about that
You brought that up today, and man, I heard the angels sing going back to 1956, and I just thought, oh, yeah.
Well, that's where we're going. That's where we're going. We're going back to 1956. We're going back to an analog world. We are losing our capacity to make two things that make it possible for us to have the kind of world that we've had. And that is our ability to make and export, mainly export, but also fertilizers. And there are three types of fertilizers. There's nitrogen, which is the best, but that requires deep oil drilling, and we're about to lose our ability to do that and export it to everyone. I mean, there'll be some places that we can that will get it, will be able to get it, but most of the world will not be able to get deep oil extract. So that light crude that we're all used to using, that's something that's going to become an item that is going to be restricted to a very few countries. The other two types of fertilizer are potash, which is the kind that's made in the Soviet Union, but that's not going to happen. We're not going to see potash coming from the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union is going to be the Soviet Union is looking to button itself up. They are looking. Everybody wonders what is Putin up to, and what Putin is up to is he's looking to close the seven different ways that the Soviet Union might be able to be invaded, and to put heavy military presence in those seven areas so that the Soviet Union cannot be invaded. And then he expects the Soviet Union to go through whatever period of time the world is going to go through during which things devolve, and things are going to devolve with the end of globalization. With the end of globalization, we're going to go from a population of 8 billion people down to about 3.5 billion people. The planet is possible without fertilizers, especially nitrogen fertilizers, to survive. You can support 8 billion people on this rock with those kind of fertilizers, but without them, this world will support about 3.5 billion people, maybe four, if you stretch it a little bit. And that's going to we having another commercial break?
This is a short segment. Bring it on.
Okay. Well, let's hang on. We'll bring it back when we come back.
All right.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Back in that short segment, and we're going to go for the longie now. All right. Yeah, what were we talking about?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Billy.
No, that's all right. By way of what?
Well, by way of thanking Roger and V for giving us, at least for giving me this opportunity to be here, I also want to talk for a little bit about what we were discussing, the end of globalization.
Yeah.
And the end of globalization means the end of analog. You know, you were talking about how you were watching this thing. Biden talk about...
Hey, Tim, we will take callers. I just got a notice from Mike. We will take callers. Call us, agree with us, cuss us out, whatever you want to do. You know, don't cuss us out, but, you know. Hey, Gregory. Hey, Tim, we got a caller.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Gregory, you're on with the butcher shop. What's going on, man?
Hey, you butchers. I love you, man. Wilbur, right?
Yeah, Wilbur, like the pig. And Ted.
And who's the other man?
Brother Theo, we are the butcher shop from Austin, Texas.
I know, but you've got a guest for another host on, right?
You can call me Brother Theo. You can call me Brother Theo, but because Billy is the Van Gogh, he's the genius, and if you look up the story of Van Gogh, he had a brother, and his name was Theo, and And between Brother Theo and Van Gogh, you had kind of a genius partnership.
I totally comprehend what you're expounding. It's so apropos. It reminds me of my brother Chester and I. When we get together, we bounce the ping pong ball, 6 feet apart. We're like Forrest Gump. And it is so fun to thump that kind of vibration and wave and emotion and love. It's spectacular. It makes myself not want to throw myself back in the noose like I had myself one time hanging with a couple of milk crates underneath me.
Well, Gregory, you, any time that we're on the show or any time there's an opportunity for it, you can call Billy or I, and we'll be happy to talk you off those milk crates because he believes that everybody has something to offer.
I was like 16 on an acid trip after fishing with my old man who was telling me how I should live my life, you know?
You shouldn't have been dropping any acid before you went.
No, I know. I learned the hard way, man. You've got to be in the right mode before you do anything. And I don't
do
that anymore. I only do natural stuff like shrooms and the freedom plant. Mary Jane. I love Mary Jane. Oh, she drives me she drives me crazy. For these morons in politics are insane because they're getting the same shiitake mushrooms over and over again. So I detach myself from that minutia.
Shiitake mushrooms. I like that.
I like you, man. I like you a lot.
I'm drunk.
Let's just say I have to love you because love is in my heart. And the H word, the worst word you could ever expound out of one's mouth, and I don't use it. I'd rather use the words like digger and figger and sparkle berries than to use the H word.
Greg. Thanks a lot. Wow.
Oh, well, Billy, that went well.
It did, boy. So, oh, God.
Well, some people just don't realize that they're on the radio. But he sounded like a good enough guy. I was happy with him right up until that point. But I want to come back to where we're broadcasting from. Okay? You were listening to that Biden talk about semiconductors and what makes it possible for an internet. And we're at the end of this century, we're not going to have that stuff anymore. It's not going to be available. That there's going to be a shortage of those things. Globalism is coming to an end, and that means semiconductors are not going to be coming our way. Did you see that? Have you been watching the countdown to the end of China's economy?
No.
Well, it was 32 weeks ago, about a week ago. So, and they're talking that it's like global warming. It's sort of like it's going faster than they think it's going. And so we're not going to be getting the semiconductors from China that we've been getting. Now, we're broadcasting from an analog tower right now, you and I.
Yeah.
And towers like this are going to become very valuable properties because it's going to be how people are going to get their voices out in a bigger way. That you're not going to be getting on your computer anymore and going on Facebook or going on internet radio or getting it out in a way that requires semiconductors. You're going to be going on, if you're lucky, you're going to be getting on stations like this right here. And the amount of money that it's going to take to get on the stations like this is going to be astronomical. It bothers me a lot that the people in our government have known for, and as I say the people in our government, I'm really talking about, really in a more global sense, people in our economy and in our society have not been getting it out. Mainstream media has not been letting it out that we are coming to the end of globalization. And people need to stop and think, what does that mean? It means we're going to have to survive on what we can produce in our own countries or with our partners that we can reach. And being able to reach them is an important thing. And we've got a blue water fleet. So that means that we're global. You know, we can go anywhere in the world and buy things or sell things. But China can't do that. China's got maybe two ships that with a lot of luck and at the right time of year might be able to make it to the Persian Gulf.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that's something I run across this all the time, where you get these semi-experts, you know, and they're telling you about how powerful China is and all that kind of stuff. And it, as you know, I'm not real privy to the Pentagon, but I know a little bit about naval intelligence, and I know what they're dealing with in China. You know what we're going to do? You're not going to do a doggone thing except sit there and eat rice. That's what
they've decided to do. Am I right? They were talking a bunch of stuff up until the day before yesterday, and then they kind of toned it way down, didn't they?
They sure did. One old lady gets off a plane when they told her not to and everything. Like you said, Ted, that was so beautiful. I saw you. They shot all them $900,000 missiles into the water.
Yeah.
I saw you. I throw my Alexa in the lake. Yeah.
I'll throw my iPhone in the lake. You know?
Yeah. just like Putin, you know. Now, this is something else, brother. Just like Putin. That's something, because of the oceans on both sides, and just having to deal with just two countries that we pretty well could control. In America, we haven't worried for a long time about being invaded. You know, and that's really on Mr. Putin's mind. That is a mounting concern. They can run, people can run from other countries and jump on their land and invade them. They're still dealing with the 17th century. You know?
Right.
And they've always had a dictatorship. They had a czar, and then they had communism, and it's always been strong guy at the top and kill everybody that disagrees, you know. And in spite of everything and everybody's saying about, oh, America's gone to the dogs and everything's bad and everything, we're still a lot better than that. And something else you said, with our partners on the North American continent, okay. You run down Mexico. I run them down all the time. But the thing is they're still on the same continent with us, okay? And they still have products that we can use, and they're right there.
And they're labor. Right,
just like the Canadians.
We've got a lot of people. Most of our population is in retirement right now or headed that way. So we need the labor that Mexico has to offer. You know,
and that's something I don't agree with Trump on, and it's a big selling point for him. And I voted for a Republican, but it's a big selling point. Well, we got to do something about these Mexicans. But see, Ted and I are from Texas, y'all. You know, get ready for this. Get your phone ready and dial in, because I know it's coming. I know it's coming. All you Yankees out there are getting mad. But we're from Texas. Okay, and there's three countries down there on the Rio Grande. There's Mexico, and then there's the United States, and then there's Norte running right along the Rio Grande. Well, these people all get along, and they do commerce across the border, and their wives come over from Mexico and shop at the American Walmart and all this kind of stuff. And the cartels got involved, and it all got jumbled up. But these people have been down there forever. It's just like the Uvalde thing. Now, we'll get onto that on this show, too. We have that people, they try to understand what happened in Uvalde, what happened. And they're thinking Sandy Hook. They're thinking like Sandy Hook, you know.
Totally different.
It's Texas, folks. It's Texas. And that's as simple as that. There's so many different things that went on in Uvalde. The non-response of the officers, which surprised me, that, you know, but there was not the cartel itself, but there was influence. For instance, the one thing that struck me, let me get over here in this couch. The one thing that struck me was I read a report, and it wasn't from conspiracy theorists or anything, documented fact that there had been 47 illegal immigrants that sought to hide in that particular school. And you say, what were they doing there, and where did they go when they leave? Okay? And all I can hear, being a Texan, when I hear that there's 47 illegals this year, hiding in a school that just came over the border 50 miles away, I hear coyotes howling all over the desert. Okay? All over the desert. So these people knew that this was going on. That's why the doors were open. That's why it was so free. That's why the cops didn't notice so much when somebody was walking across the school ground. That's why. It's a totally different type of living down here. But we still need to control what comes over the border. The border is always going to be porous. And people, well, the Rio Grande River is a good barrier. What?
I walked across the Rio Grande more times. But yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah. And besides, the Rio Grande itself is, I mean, the tunnels are safer than the overland crossing, Billy.
The tunnels are fine.
Tunnels are safer than the overland crossing. I'm telling you, man. It's just absolutely true. But Billy knows that I've been back and forth across that border illegally more times than a lot of coyotes. And I'm telling you that the tunnels are safer. If you can find a way through, it costs a lot of money, but if you can find a way through without having to use those overland crossings, it's a lot safer. And I want to tell you the reason why. I just read a study not too long ago, and this study goes back thousands of years. And what it teaches us is that walls attract immigration. Walls attract immigrants. People see those walls and they go, man, there must be something guy asking us on the other side of that wall.
There's tacos over there, man.
Yeah. I mean, we got to get across that wall and see what they got. It's got to be, I bet they got better looking women over there. Well, why the hell am I staying here in Podunk when I could cross that wall? And I could be eating like I was at Sizzler, and I could be with a good looking woman. Why am I here? So walls attract immigrants. They just do. It's a simple fact, and it's a true fact. So we should be looking at making Mexico we're not going to have to work hard at this, but what we're going to have to work hard at is Mexican politics down there in the South. Right now, yeah. You've got a split between the Sinaloa cartel and the Jalisco cartel. The Jalisco cartel is very small, but it's a split away. What it is, it's kind of a Frankenstein. It's split away from the Sinaloa cartel, and they're exceedingly violent. The Sinaloa cartel, their whole way of looking at life is, we're in the drug trade. We're here to sell drugs. We're here to manufacture drugs. We're here to import drugs. We're here to export drugs. And the Jalisco cartel is like, we're here to do violence. because they were the enforcers for the Sinaloa cartel. So that's why they're so damn violent. And what we're going to have to look at is the internal politics of Mexico. I think we can work this thing out. I mean, we're pretty smart, and I think we can work this thing out. And we're already natural partners with Canada, who has got, as you and I were talking about earlier, water, which is something we're going to need. We're going to need a lot of water, and so Canada's got a lot of water. As that tundra melts, and it's going to melt, there's nothing they can do or we can do or anybody can do other than God. You know, that as that tundra melts, that water is going to start running downhill. And so we can, you know, we've got to stop them from building hydroelectric dams. And they've also got a lot of shale oil up there. Plus, they're about to become probably the world's greatest producers of high-tech military aircraft. So I think a partnership between America and Canada and Mexico, which is a very positive way of looking at things. We need to include Panama in it because we're going to need the Panama Canal. And I think the U.S. and the North American continent are going to be perfectly great. I think we're going to do well in the coming disaster, which is the end of globalization. But not that many countries are going to be that lucky.
No, and you know, that's one other thing people need to understand. This is why your ancestors left the old country and came here. That is why. Because Europe they got this great illusion. I call it the great illusion. Oh, we've got peace and tranquility, and we're much more civilized than America. And all, yeah, really? Really? Okay, yeah, okay. I'm not going to say the word Hitler or anything like that, you know. But you're not. That's why we came here. That's why we came here. Land of opportunity. That's why the Mexicans are in Mexico. That's why the Canadians are in Canada. We all came here, and we started a whole new thing. And as long as we're at each other's throats because of some malcontents and stuff like that, if we ever got together with everybody on this continent and everything, there would be no stopping us. We wouldn't need anybody in the world. Nobody. They'd have to come to us, and they'd have to say, well, what are you going to charge us for this? It's the only thing they have to say, because we would just basically just run the whole show. But we've got to understand that we are all basically on this thing together. And I've said that this is not something new, something I read in the book. I was saying this in 2001. I wrote an article in 2001 about this. And everybody jumped on me. Oh, my God, you're talking about Pan-Americanism and everything. Well, yeah. Yeah. You got it anyway. You know,
I can't believe that anybody would have given you any flack over that.
That's
ignorance you're talking about right there.
Yeah. They eat my butt. Well, you know, well, what has Mexico got that we need? Well, they've got Tequila.
they got labor. The reason that we think of this, when we hear people hear this word and they say, "Oh, well, he's anti-Mexican." No, I'm not. I actually, you need to understand that I come from a place where I place a very high value on labor. I believe that labor itself is the key to capital. And so if we want to have a continuation of capitalism that is married in some way, and I'm not going to say how, because it's not up to me to say how, but married somehow to socialism, because we need socialism, we've got to have ways of supporting the people among us that are incapable of laboring or don't have a lot of capital that they inherited. We just have to have a way of doing that. But we don't need a great gig. We're going to enter a phase that I think is legitimate, and I think it's reasonable to imagine it, where we can't have a lot of that, but we do need to be, but when a person works their whole lifetime and contributes, I don't think that they ought to have to go to the Soylent Green Factory and become oatmeal for the next generation. I just don't think that's something we ought to be doing.
I've said it 100 times. You've heard me say it, Ted, in speeches and writing and everything. If you don't think we don't have a little taste of socialism in the country, why do they call it Social Security? Why? And why do you people on Social Security, like myself, get so nervous when the first thing they grab for is the Social Security? Well, Social Security, we can just get rid of that and everything. What? What? Why don't you just kill the firstborn children up to 2 years and just make it and be done with it? I mean, come on.
While we're at it, why don't we just make a grab for your paycheck?
Yeah, there you go.
We'll just go ahead and take your paycheck too. How's that? What we're going to have to rein in capitalism to a certain extent. We need capitalism. We have to have it. But this business of letting people accumulate so much money that 17 families have as much money as the bottom half of the world. That's insanity. That's just insanity. If you agree with that as an idea, then you need to get up on what's his name's milk crate there and stick a noose around your neck. Something wrong with you, man.
Al Gregg's okay, man. He has his moments, but this night wasn't one of them.
I'm just saying.
No, I did a mushroom, jumped up on these milk crates here and everything, and then. I knew it was going south. I knew it was going south. And Mike, are you there? Mike.
I don't know Gregg that well. He apparently calls you more. But the last time I was on your show when he called, he decided he wanted to talk about, I don't know, he started cackling like a madman, but anyway, we have got to find a way to take...
Do I hear music?
Well, we're not very far from the 11 o'clock hour here. So.
Well, that's it, though. That's the gong, man. This is, hey, man. Go ahead, man. Let's go. We'll see you on the flip side, man.
If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.